Hello, everybody, and welcome to our Vital Health Community Call, the Vital Health Topic Call for the month of June 2018. And I'm Dr. Rita Marie Lascalzo, and I'm very, very excited to have a guest presenter today that I think you're going to absolutely love. Her name is Cassandra Herbert, and she's one of the students in our nutritional endocrinology practitioner training, and among other things, she's got a lot of certifications, which I'll tell you about in a moment. She's an avid learner and studier, and she's an amazing practitioner. She's a holistic nurse psychotherapist, a certified food and spirit practitioner, a certified health and wellness coach, an NEPT student, a speaker, and author, and she's the creator of Zest and Harmony. I first met Cassandra when she invited me to be in her telesummit. What was that, 6 or 7 years ago? It was a long time ago.
It was.
It was a long time ago. She did a telesummit, and then she did another one a few years later. But in the meantime, she joined our insulin resistance practitioner training, and I recognized, I'm like, Cassandra, that's the person I did that telesummit with. How exciting that she's here. And then I met her at Shine, and then she joined the program, and it's been a joy and a pleasure to be with her and watch her grow. She's working actively in a hospital 3 days a week as a nurse and nurse therapist, and then she has her own practice in this holistic stuff. Let's see. She has a vision of changing the current healthcare system from a culture of sick care to one of health and wellness. Where have you heard that before, right? It's so exciting to have so many allied professionals doing this. And coming from the medical, Western medical background, the more we can get people in that Western, the Western education system to learn this stuff, the better we all are. Let's see, after seeking her own health and perspective on life, challenged by a superwoman syndrome, I love this that she focuses on superwoman syndrome. That's something I've dealt with. She reevaluated and reframed her own lifestyle, career, and relationships, and she developed an 8-part holistic system to support the busy professional real-life superwoman in releasing overwhelm and stress, creating a rhythm of doing with being, building health, happiness, and ease in all areas of her life. And I'm very excited and honored for you to be here today, Cassandra, to teach us about eating a rainbow, which I love, as you know, love, love, love. So take it away, Cassandra.
Well, thank you, Dr. Rita Marie. It's such an honor to be here with you and the group. And are you hearing? I'm hearing it, echo.
I can mute my mic. Let me see. Might be my mic. I'll mute myself.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that was better. Okay. Yeah. So hello, everyone. So delighted to be here. And yes, Dr. Rita Marie, I was following her for like 8 years ago and stalking her like so many of us and looking at all of her stuff and everything and going, oh my goodness, I got to know more about this woman, and had her on my, like she said, on my telesummit. I had a business called Just Be Wellness, Balanced, Empowered, and Energized. And she graciously accepted to be on that. And then I took her insulin resistant course before I even joined NEPT. And then I've been in NEPT. So it's been a delight. It's been such a journey. I've learned so much from her. So I'm honored to be here today. So today's topic, Color Me Healthy, Eating for a Rainbow of Benefits. So before I start, it's always a loving disclaimer that information received from myself is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat illness. This information in this workshop is not intended to replace a one-to-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. We recommend consulting with a licensed health professional before making major lifestyle or dietary changes. This workshop is intended as a sharing of knowledge, information, and resources to celebrate and support your health. And before I start, I always like to just take a mindful moment to get present. And because I deal with the busy professional woman, and many of you, it could be lunchtime in your area, or you could be listening to this replay at a later area. But I found when we get centered and ground ourselves, we're more open to hear what's being said. We can really tap into what is for us. I know it's easy, so easy to multitask. I'm so guilty of that many times, but if we can just take this time to just, you know, wherever you are, putting your feet flat on the ground, relaxing your shoulders, if you're sitting, filling your hips in your chair, if you're standing, just filling your feet on the ground, and just closing your eyes and taking a deep breath in through your nose, filling up your belly, slowly, gently releasing, and just being here for a few seconds, letting go of whatever is not serving you in this present moment, and then setting your intention. What is it that you would like to learn, gain during our time together? And just putting that in your mind's eye, breathing that in. And then wiggling your fingers, wiggling your toes, opening your eyes if they were closed, and adjusting to the light. I always do that because it's always so helpful for me. Right before this call, I had a client, and I was like, okay, I got in 10 minutes early with them and get on here. So this, it helps me to center, and I hope it was helpful for you. All right, so who am I? Who am I, and why am I talking about, you know, color, you know, color me healthy and, you know, eating for the rainbow? Well, you heard like the formal thing. Basically, you know, let's go way back to like when I was 5 years old. I was basically a sugaraholic. I'm talking a sugaraholic. I loved sugar. I would eat when I was young, I was eating sugar on my rice. I was eating Fruit Loops and Rice Krispies with added sugar, and I would have the milk, and I would drink all that milk up and with all the sugar. And then I would eat, when I became a nurse, I was drinking like Mountain Dew. I was eating a 4-pack, not the 2-pack, but the 4-pack of Reese's peanut butter cups. And oh my God, I remember one of my first jobs in college, they would say, I would drink tea, and they would say, do you want tea with your sugar? Because the little Asian cups, which are probably not even they're probably 8 ounces, I would have like 6 to 8 packs of sugar in it. Yes, it would be like syrup. And this was wreaking havoc on my system, probably from the age of 18 all the way up to 30. And I was having like bloating, I was having significant mood swings, all this stuff. And it wasn't until about 30, because it was really affecting my energy. I love my energy. I love it. So when my energy got impacted, I was like, okay. Also, on the side, I was also having chronic yeast infection. So I was reading the Yeast Connection, and at the same time, one of my friends recommended an integrative healthcare practitioner. And I was like, a what? A who? Now, mind you, I, by that time, had been out of nursing school for 5 years. And so all I knew were, you know, allopathic practitioners, and you go and you tell them what is wrong and they give you medication. So I'm like, who is this? But I was like willing to try because I wanted to see what was going on and I wanted my energy back. And so I went to this person and we sat and we talked for 90 minutes. I was like, who does this? I mean, everybody I went to, it's like you see the doctor for what, a minute, 2 minutes, and you tell them their symptoms and they write you a prescription. She talked about my everything, like what I ate. She talked about my digestive system. She talked about like my work-life balance. Long story short, she said, well, it could be thyroid. So they did some thyroid tests. It could be a food allergy. It could be something going on with your digestive system, and found out that I was actually sensitive to yeast. And so for many of you who have been in the vital community, you probably know that we all have yeast in our body, but it can overgrow. I was already sensitive to it. And as you might know, is sugar feeds yeast. And what was I doing? I was feeding the yeast with all the sugar I was eating. So that began my journey of shifting things on what I ate, studying how what I ate actually impacted not just me physically, but mentally and spiritually. that's when I like shifted from fast food and from sugar and from all that stuff. And it started my journey to personal journey of this and shifting that, but as well as, you know, wanting to learn more and how I could help others, because I always knew I wanted to go back to school and become a you know, a therapist and stuff like that. And that's what I did. So that was my journey like 16 years ago. And I've learned so much since. And so that's why I'm very passionate, because I realized I was able to shift that and really recognize that it's these whole, colorful, beautiful foods that actually can really help every part of our health, you know, our mental health, our physical health, even our spiritual health. And so I am going to share some of that today. So what color are you in need of? So I also have taken a certification with Dr. Deanna Minnick, another one of my mentors, and she really talks about the different systems, the root, the flow, the fire, the love, the truth, the insight, and the spirit, and how these different systems can impact, when they're out of balance, can impact you physically, mentally, and spiritually, and how food, so it can be like what you eat, but also the activities that you do can help to nourish these systems. I'm really going to talk about the foods today and the foods based on the color of each of the systems. So before I go on, I just want you to pause again and just go within and really think about, you know what? What type of food, and you might have already ate, so you probably had breakfast today, you know, what type of food was I drawn to? Because I know for myself, I was eating more like, well, you know, just eating more food that my microbiome was saying eat. The yeast was telling me to eat sugar. And now I more intuitively will get up and say, you know what? Today I'm really feeling like I need some spinach or some kale. I'm going to add that to my smoothie. Or I'm feeling like I need some grounding, so I might add some ginger to my smoothie because it's roots. You know, it's a root herb. So I really want you to go in and say, what do you need right now? You know, what are you really drawn to? And we'll talk more about that, because I think we've got so far away from that, really, that our bodies can tell us what we need, you know, especially when we've got past that almost addictive type of behavior, because that's another thing. Like Dr. Rita Marie said, I work in the hospital. I actually work on an addiction floor, but it's not food addiction. It's drug and alcohol addiction. But I find that any type of addiction, whether it's food addiction or any type of addiction, has kind of that same behavior. And we become disconnected from our bodies, from our intuition, on recognizing, okay, what is it that I need when I'm out of that addiction state? Because if you would have asked me what I needed at 25, it was 4 Reese's peanut butter cups. So, you know, when we get clear and we listen to our bodies will tell us the type of foods and the phytonutrients. And the other thing with the colors is I will challenge you to always look at your plate of food. And I even tell my clients this, as well as the patients in the hospital, and see how many colors that you have on your plate, and try to get the rainbow of colors with each and every meal. And I know many of you know this because Dr. Rita Marie talks about this. All right, so the first system is the root system. So how do we know if the root system is out of balance? First of all, the root system is associated with our immune system. It's associated with our feet, our joints, our muscles, our DNA, our bones, our blood cells, our adrenals, and our prostate, if, you know, if you're a male, and your rectum. So that's what it's associated with, legs and feet. So you could see that. Do you have any problems? How do you know that your root system is out of balance? If you have any problems with any of those systems, you know, so you might have on here, immune, you find that you're catching colds and flus and different things like that. You find that you have a compromised immune system. So this can mean that your root system is off. The other thing is adrenals, which I know many of you know about the adrenals, and I have had adrenal issues. Most of the clients I work with have adrenal issues. It's that, do you feel tired but wired? You know, do you tend to worry a lot or feel anxious? You know, it's always thinking about the future and what you got to do and how are you going to do it and when are you going to do it, get it done? I know, I've been there. And that's the challenge. And when we get to the fire system, you realize why it's more of a challenge, especially for women who tend to like to do it all. But you can look at this and see, you know, and also, you know, just like emotionally, like, do you have a lot of fear? Like just a lot of fear, also a fear regarding money. That involves the root system, worried about money, worry about your, you know, finances, different things like that. If that is going on, your root system might be off. So now what can you do to nourish that? And what color do you think is related to the root system? So I'll just pause for a minute and see if anybody knows what color. You don't have to, you know, answer it. But even if you're, you know, listening to this or listening to the replay, just thinking about what color, what you would think. Well, the color is actually red. So if you knew it was red, yay! It's actually red, red food. So red food. So why red food, you might be asking? Well, let me tell you, think about it. So when we think about red plants like beets and tomatoes and cranberries, raspberries, strawberries, pomegranates, apples, they are relatively high in vitamin C. And so vitamin C is good for what? Our immune system. See how this is all related? Remember, if you're, you know, more susceptible to colds and flus, or your immune system is compromised, your root system might be off. Well, guess what? We can eat red foods to help nourish that. If you think about a sweet red pepper, that has more vitamin C in it than a orange. So this is a way that, you know, you can get that in. Also, vitamin C helps the collagen matrix form, thereby supporting structures like your bone, your teeth, and your skin. And remember what we said, that root system is part of the skin, which is our largest organ, as well as the bones, you know, and then we think about, you know, our teeth. So all those foods have so much in it. They have the vitamin C in it. They also have other phytonutrients that can be anti-aging and and they also have anti-inflammatory properties. Now, mind you, a lot of these, like if you think about the watermelon, some of the fruits can be high in sugar, So you have to know yourself as, okay, let me see, you know, can I tolerate these, because they can be more high in sugar content. So you might want to go more for the tomatoes or the sweet red peppers and more for the vegetables. Even beets are, you know, can be high in sugar. So there's our red foods. So next is the flow system. The flow system, that's the next one up. And the flow system is actually my favorite. My favorite system. My root has always been a little bit off. And when we get to the fire system, that adds. But the flow system is all about like creativity. It is about emotions. It is about pleasure and sensuality and connection and intimacy. And so when this system is out of balance, what can happen is you can have more of addictions, you know, because this is also about pleasure. So people, you know, they feel like, okay, they can get more prone to addictive behavior, dependency issues, because this relates to how we connect to others. So we might be more dependent on other people. We also might have some reproductive issues. So the, you know, fibroids, maybe some infertility with women, maybe for men and women, low libido. There's also the tendency to be constipated, because as we know, the flow system, we think about that, that's related to the water. You also might have some urinary tract infections, lower back pain. You could have some dysfunctional in your menstrual cycles. And, you know, just that whole spiritual and that emotion, how often do you really feel in the flow? Really asking yourself, how often do you just feel in the flow, like things are happening with ease and in flow? So we'll take a pause and say, what color do you think represents the flow system? All right, if you thought it was orange, yay, you got it. Orange foods, yes, orange foods, amazing. So the other thing that I want to put a pause on is seeing, sometimes you'll find that whatever foods, like color you're drawn to regarding a food, could mean that that system is actually needing that. But I've also find that people who are like, when we get to the love system, and that goes with the greens and the bitters, who all almost are like resistant to it, that system could be off, or another system, the system below it, could be off. And I'll get to that when we get there on my personal story on that. So orange foods. So, you know, the orange foods are great because you got your carrots, your butternut squash, your sweet potatoes, your orange peppers, mango, papaya, peaches, apricots, oranges, turmeric, and many of these foods have, you know, your beta carotene in them, which is really good for your system. And they also, a lot of the compounds that are in orange foods are strong fat soluble antioxidants that are stored in the fat areas of your body. So that helps to protect you from damage. And so think of that, those orange foods. So the other thing that helps with the flow system is water. So making sure you're hydrated, as well as fats, healthy fats. So even though that's not on there, your healthy fats, your coconut and your avocados and your olives are really good at helping you get into the flow of things. Now we're going to move on to the fire system. So the fire system, now this is another one. It's usually the root and the fire system that have been off for me. So of course I was attracting clients where this is off, as well as most of my friends, their root and fire system. The fire system is all about like our energy. That is our energy system. This is our, you know, like our power system. This is where, you know, this is how we show up in the world. And so I want you to think about, what is your energy today on a scale 1 through 10? What is your energy on, you know, most days on a scale 1 through 10. Now, like I said, the thing that led me to the integrative healthcare practitioner was my energy. I love my energy because I'm a doer. The fire system is all about doing. It's doing. It's like getting out there, do. So it says, are you a perfectionist? But this could also go, are you a workaholic? You know? And what happens is, think about it. We tend, one of the things that nourish the fire system is carbohydrates. But most of the standard American diet carbohydrates are what? They are those sugars. So those sugars that I was eating, like donuts and bagels and, you know, pasta, all that stuff, bread. I was talking to my boss the other day. She goes, you don't eat bread, do you? I said, no, but I remember bread. I remember it very well. I used to love bread. And so, because you know what? I needed the energy. So I was probably from 18 to 30 just on a sugar kind of high and eating even more because I wanted that energy. And now that I eat way, I don't eat that stuff and I eat much more balanced, I have more sustainable energy. This also is our, so this, you know, it represents our digestive system. It represents our pancreas, our stomach, our liver, our gallbladder, our small intestines. So if you have any issues with that, or are you like very competitive? Do you have issues with poor self-esteem, difficulty setting boundaries? So if we think about our fire system and our digestive system, that's all about like boundaries, you know, boundaries. Do you have challenges digesting just not your food, by digesting what's going on in your life? Do you have a victim mentality? Do you feel burned out? If so, your fire system could be out of balance. And so what do you think is the color? So you think about this fire system. Yes, yellow foods. Think about the brightness of the sun, you know, like the sun and how, you know, it can just be, and that's how we get burned out. Think about it. The sun is so bright. And remember, you know, like forest fires, those devastating forest fires. And a lot of times it just, it needs a little spark. And then that sun burns that because it's, and then it burns, it just burns everything in sight. And so we can burn out, you know, because we're not taking that time to go back to the root and be grounded and be relaxed. So you can see how the root and the fire system can overlap. If I'm anxious and I'm a worrier and I'm also, you know, anxious and worried, so what am I tend to do is do a lot of things because I'm trying to control things. You can see how not only personally were my adrenals, you know, I had like stage 3 adrenals, I also had insulin resistant. And this was even after I stopped eating, you know, sugar, those high glycemic. In fact, I was shocked. I was like, what? I don't even eat sugar. What the heck? You know, and I've changed what I ate, but what I recognize is I might have changed what I ate, but I wasn't changing my lifestyle. And for all of you who have taken Dr. Rita Marie's courses on the sweet spot and those different ones, you know, you recognize that it's not just about what you eat, you know, lessening those foods, the high glycemic foods or the foods that you are sensitive to that have sugar in it. It's also about how I'm sleeping. And do I have that work-life balance? How am I handling stress? You know, all of those things, you know, am I chewing my food? You know, we talked about the fire system relates to the digestive system. Am I chewing? Because digestion begins in your mouth. And so are you chewing those foods so that then it can break you down? Or do you have some gut issues? Do you have, you know, some leaky gut issues, different things like that? And, you know, I, at the time, probably did and didn't even know it, you know, with the yeast, because that yeast was in my gut. So, but there are things, you know, the yellow foods. Now, the one thing about yellow foods is they really do tend to be, the fruit ones, very high glycemic, because we think about the pineapple and the, you know, golden delicious apples and pears, but we also have the lemons, you know, and lemons are a wonderful addition to water to give you more bioflavonoids. You know, we think about the yellow vegetables that include yellow bell peppers, non-GMO corn, but you know, corn, that's on the allergen list, so you got to be careful with that. And if you can eat corn, you want to make sure it's, you know, non-GMO. That's a tricky one. And but potatoes are another one, high glycemic. So we could go for the ginger. Ginger's on there. Ginger contains many anti-inflammatory compounds. But we also see that these can be a natural way to get some energy. And if you mix it with your healthy fat, you know, that you got in your flow system, you're more in the flow while you're stepping into your power. And you've got some sustained energy going on. So you see how you want this rainbow so that you can do the amazing things that you are meant to do. So that is the fire system. The next one is the love system. The love system. Oh, and before I go on, I just want to say also with the fire system is also foods that are high in fiber. So, you know, your nuts and seeds, your whole grain foods, your flaxseed, your legumes, those also, because we talked about the digestive system, and we want to make sure that things aren't, you know, staying there, but they're moving out. So those are some other foods. Foods that are high in fiber can also help to nourish your flow system. All right, so the love system. So the love system, the love system is, you know, a great, you know, system, because it's all about how we care for ourselves. You know, are we taking time for those self-care activities? And what's interesting is, you know, most people whose fire system is out, they're not. You know, you're not taking that time because you're so busy working and doing that you're not being. The love system and the flow system are about being, you know. This is also represents, so some of the body parts that this represents is your respiratory, so your lungs and your respiratory and your heart and your circulatory system. So this also represents, you know, beauty, love, empathy, forgiveness, compassion. This is about our connection to ourselves as well as others, as well as the earth. The love for others, the love for ourselves. So it's a little different than the fire system, where that's more of those intimate relationship, where this is just, you know, that love. So if you have respiratory problems, sinus problems, if you have, circulatory problems, high blood pressure, heart problems, you know, different things like that, your love system could be out of harmony. Do you feel disconnected from others? It could be that is out of harmony. So what do you think is the color? Gave you a hint when I said earth. Earth. All right. Green food. So guess what? If you said green foods, you are correct. Oh my goodness. And you know what? There is definitely no shortage of green foods. And what's so funny, so we go back to when I was young, I was not only a sugaraholic, I was a very picky eater, very picky. I only liked, at that time, my cereal, of course, boiled eggs, they had to be boiled. The only green vegetable I liked with spinach, maybe because I watched a lot of Popeye. I don't know. But I did like spinach, and broccoli. But guess what? I liked up my broccoli, because my second thing was I was a sugaraholic, but I was also a cheeseaholic. I loved cheese on my broccoli, and I have to laugh because now my taste buds, I crave broccoli. Like, I want broccoli, you know, I like crave that. And so our green foods have so many phytonutrients. There is so much in our green foods. And when we think about our green foods, first, let's think about it. We've got our arugula and broccoli and Brussels sprouts and cabbage and collard greens and dandelion greens and kale and mustard. Well, all the greens, all the green leafy, you know, vegetables. Oh my goodness. There's so much watercress. There's so many things, mixed greens, mustard greens. And you know what they have in it? So they have an, folate. So they have folate in it, and they help, and they also have vitamin K, and this helps to keep our heart protected. If we also think about vitamin K, adequate vitamin K helps that our blood. It helps with our blood clotting and prevents us from bleeding if there's an injury or an accident. So look at this. Again, it's our love system that is related to our heart. And these are the foods. Those foods are high in those things that we need. Oh, isn't it beautiful? I love it because it's all, you know, all related, all mixed together. So, and there are so many phytochemicals in green plants, you know, and so they're still discovering the different phytochemicals that are in all the plants. We also have the chlorophyll. So the foods that are high in chlorophyll, like alfalfa and barley, you know, spirulina, wheatgrass. Oh, and so that is another thing. And, you know, chlorophyll is nourishing to the heart. And chlorophyll is the basic building block of all plants as is responsible for transforming light into energy in plant structures. Isn't that beautiful? So just think, when we're eating that, what is happening with us? It's one of my favorite. Well, I love mostly all green foods. And now that it's like spring and summer, you know, that the time, like asparagus and all that. And that's another thing. What's so amazing about all these colors and eating with the rainbow is I'm a big proponent of telling people to eat with the seasons. I live in Maryland, which has the four seasons. So I am not going to eat watermelon in December. It's cold outside and watermelon has a lot of water and all that stuff. And so I'm not going to eat that. And so if you eat with the seasons, think about it, the food that is provided for you during that time by Mother Nature. Now, if you live somewhere warm, well, yes, you know, but if you're in a place where it's cold, eating the foods that are in season are kind of related to these colors and what is going on. All right, so now we're moving up to the truth system. The truth system. So the truth system is all about, you know, well, it's related to our throat. It's related to our thyroid. It is related to our mouth, you know, our jaw, all those things are actually, it even goes into our smelling and our hearing and different things like that. So our truth system is, you know, energetically, do you feel comfortable expressing yourself? And, you know, you can just ponder on that. Do I? And maybe I do in certain places, but not in others. You know, this is related to the thyroid. You know, do I have thyroid issues? You know, I'm always on the cusp. My mother has hypothyroidism, and I'm always, when I get mine is like low normal. It's like low normal. I know I could always go over, especially if I, you know, and don't have my adrenals in check and my blood sugar in check, I can tip over to where I have, you know, thyroid issues. But that's also, am I speaking my truth? Am I speaking my truth? I would challenge you to think about, how would you describe your communication? Are you talkative? So, you know, my truth system tends to be, so you could have underactive systems, balanced systems, or overactive. Sometimes my truth systems can be overactive. I'm very much of a talker. I like to express myself. I can be opinionated and in certain places, you know. So, you know, looking at that. The other thing is, do you have any physical symptoms related to that, like sore throat? It's funny. I will have clients who will come in and they'll say, they have a sore throat, or that they got laryngitis or something. And then I really go with them and say, I mean, process with them. Was there something coming up where you had to speak, your truth, where you're not communicating what you need to? And I'm telling you, probably 90% of the time, that's what's going on. You know, if you got teeth and gum problems, this could all be related to the truth system. So what color food? All righty. I know some of you might have said blue. And actually, The truth system is more, the vibrational color of that is more like sky blue. And there's no really foods that are real foods that are sky blue. Okay. I mean, I guess you could come closest to like the blue-green algae would probably be the closest thing, but otherwise, which would be good. Actually, sea vegetables are really good for your true system, because guess what that helps? Your thyroid. Yes. So if you said that, yay. But the other thing is more of the liquid foods. So your smoothies, your soups, your stews, your sauces, and actually your teas. Yes, your teas. This is a time where you can bring out your herbal teas and really enjoy them in helping to lubricate your true system so that you are able to do that. And just think about these foods like soups, and that's a great way to, and smoothies, great way to get your, all your phytonutrients, to mix all the rainbow of foods in by doing that, you know, as well as soups. Oh my goodness. In the wintertime, that is my favorite. And this is how I also know that my true system is a little bit on the very active side, is because I love smoothies. I do smoothies almost all the time. I also love soups. Like, love soups. I can eat soups in the summertime. I actually love soup. So that's also like something you might be drawn to could be that it's, you know, a little excessive. The other thing though with this is a thing is, your fire system. So how I said my fire system can get out of balance very easily. Think about it. The on the go, the superwoman is going to tend to grab a food that is fast. So no longer am I eating fast foods, but I'm eating fast whole foods. It'll be the smoothie, you know. So sometimes I have to explore that if I'm more drawn towards that. Am I really balanced in my fire system? So I encourage you all to do the same. So our next one, we have two more, and then we'll have time for question and answers. So the insight system. The insight system is associated with the mind. It's associated with thoughts. It's associated with intuition. It's associated with like dreams and sleeping, you know. So how do you know if this is kind of like out of balance? Well, do you feel like you're tapped into your intuition? I didn't used to think I was at all. This is a system that I have come to actually very much appreciate and learn to really nourish, because I felt like, no, I didn't have, you know, my intuition. I always felt like, no, I didn't have it. I mean, we all have intuition, but I just felt like, no, not really. And I've learned how to tap into that. Do you have trouble with sleeping? So that could be insomnia, hyperinsomnia. You know, it could even be nightmares, and it could be just sleeping too much. Do you have mood swings? So now, in the flow system, we talked about emotions. That's more just like emotions. Like today I feel joy and I feel grateful. It's more of the ocean. This is mood, like mood as in really, like for me as a psychotherapist, this system is, you know, like depressed mood, anxious, you know, and I had that going on in between 18 and 30. My moods were very erratic because my blood sugars were erratic. I didn't know the connection then. I know that now, and I wasn't really taking that time. This is another being system. You know, how am I going to tap into my intuition? It's usually like what we did at the beginning, pausing, taking that deep breath, you know, letting go of all that clutter in my mind, in my brain, you know. So this also, some other things that could indicate this out of balance: headaches, migraines, even seizures and stuff like that. Also, are you prone to addictive behavior? Addictions also goes under this one. I know I also talked about that going into the flow system, but this is also on this one too. So what are the foods? What are the color of the foods for this? Yes. Blue, purple foods, and it's interesting because many times when we think about blue purple foods, what's the one that we always go to? Blueberries, blueberries, maybe grapes, but usually blueberries. You know, that tends to be, but there's so many. Now you look around, they've got purple carrots and purple cauliflower and, you know, yes, there's the eggplant and the purple cabbage, purple asparagus. So there's a lot of ways that you can get the blue purple foods into you. Blue purple foods have like flavonoids in them, that can really help with, you know, your brain and with anxiety and with GABA, and that helps with, you know, with that anxiety. These foods also have been known to help with, just like overall with your, the flavonoids have been shown, like studies have been shown that flavonoids also help with your mood, and that, elderberries isn't on here, but elderberries is another one. And blackberries are high in these, flavonoids. And another one that's not on there is bilberries. You know, and you got black currants on there. So these are really good at, balancing out that insight system and helping you to tap into your intuition, because during that time you can really see, you can pause, and when you're going to the store going, what is it that my body is needing? What am I looking for? And you'll be drawn towards these certain foods. So the last system is the spirit system. And the spirit system is associated with a higher power, you know, not with any particular religious belief, but more with like spirituality, divine wisdom, connection to the universe, awareness, optimism. It's also about unity, because we all are connected. We all are one. You know, and if this becomes unbalanced, we might feel unconnected spiritually, though we don't have a purpose in life. We might feel like we have to carry the weight of the world on our shoulder. We could also have, you know, some neurological complaints with this system. Also, this could be dementia. Can be in this, loss of faith. This can also lead to like headaches and things like that, and light sensitivity, and people who are, sensitive to, EMF rays and stuff like that can have something going on with the spirit system. So what is it that, what color food do you think will help with this? White foods, the healthy white food, because we know the other white foods, which was I was loving. White foods are cauliflower, but the only are cauliflower, mushrooms, but mushrooms are on actually with the insight system, and mushrooms also help because they help to nourish your immune system. They also go with the root system. Cauliflower, cabbage, parsnips, garlic, onions. The other thing that nourishes the spirit system is detox foods. Because if we think about like our spirit system, this is really about pure organic foods and also foods that can help detox your system. So you can get in and nourish your spirit system just by choosing a rainbow of foods that are organic, you know, and that is going to help with nourishing your spirit system. So going on, I'm just going to ask you, like, so color me healthy. How many colors will you enjoy today? And like I was saying, is really really looking at this. I know this was quick because I had to go through like 7 systems, and there's so much more that I could tell you about each of them, so much more, because I just really dealt with the colors of the food, gave you some tidbits and some other foods, but there's also all the other things that you can do like can help you, like going outside and putting your feet on the ground can help nourish that root system. But I just wanted to stick with the colors. But what I challenge you to do is to really go within and look and listen to what your gut and what your intuition is saying. What foods do you tend to be drawn to? So the other thing I wanted to go back that I mentioned earlier that I forgot and it came back is, and those green foods are also those bitters. And so that is also good, especially during this time. I know we're almost into summer, but we're still at the end of, you know, spring is that, you know, detoxing and helping to nourish that liver, and bitters will do that. So see which foods do you have an aversion to, and then look at what else is going on emotionally, what else is going on spiritually. And see if that's related. It's a fun thing to do. You know, like, I did not like bitters. Ugh, dandelion greens, yuck. But then again, I didn't like any greens. But look what was going on to me. First of all, my taste buds were adulterated with all that sugar. But the other thing is, I wasn't trying to tap into, you know, my love system, because I wasn't taking care of me at all. That self-care, that, you know, those type of thing. The other thing with that love system is I wasn't willing for other people to help me. I was a giver, but was I a receiver? No, that meant vulnerability, help. So you can actually explore what's going on by just looking at what color foods are you drawn to, which ones aren't you, and which ones do you need to add in. And then to have that balance, I challenge all of you to take some time with each meal and see if you can get the rainbow of colors into your food, because then you know, wow, not only am I helping myself physically, but I'm helping myself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And that's what we want, to have that optimum life. All right, so questions.
I'm gonna just jump in here now and say, wow, that was amazing, Cassandra. So much great insight and just so much to think about as we plan our meals, is to look for all those colors, especially the colors where we feel the most out of balance. So I just absolutely loved it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I see that Lynn Rose typed in a question and she said, where do browns and blacks fit in?
Oh, that's a good question. Actually, blacks, that's a good question. Do you know the blue, purple foods, the blacks go with that too. Because yes, you do. You have your different black foods that go with that. And the browns, a lot of times they go more with the fire system. Mm-hmm. So you go that yellowish brown, they can go with those.
Great. There's not a lot of brown, but there's the brown mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
What else is there that's natural in brown?
This is thin. Hmm? I was thinking more dark brown might go with red, so like cacao. But
actually cacao goes with the insight system, because it helps. So any type of actually caffeinated or mind altering. So if we think about like the insight system, and mind and thoughts and anything that changes that. So that's a good point. So you actually have like your cacao would go more towards that because of the caffeine, as well as your, like alcohol, you know, but even though like wine, even though you think wine can also go with the root, but also that any type of mind altering kind of substance will go with the insight. But many of them overlap, because the other thing is cruciferous vegetables, your cauliflower goes with your spirit system, but it also goes with your heart. I mean, with the love system. The love system, cruciferous vegetables go with the love system. So many of them you will find will overlap. It's just that one will, you know, like it'll be predominantly into one area, but it can overlap with another one. So great question.
I have a question. I know, you know, I get your Facebook posts and I see all your beautiful foods that you post. Is there some place where people can like or join your Facebook to get some of your stuff?
Oh, yes, yes. If you go to, so my Facebook business page is Zest and Harmony. Zest and Harmony. You know, okay. It's just Zest and Harmony. Zest and Harmony.
Harmony.
Z-S-T and Harmony. Yes. Or you can friend me, Cassandra Herbert, And I do, like, I post a lot of my, like you're saying, I'll talk about, like, oh, see, I'm at work, and I used to work the night shift. So, you know, you can still be healthy while working nights. And so you can either friend me, Cassandra Herbert, or my business page is Zest in Harmony.
Fantastic. Yeah, because I love watching your stuff. I just went to the farmer's market. Look at this stew I made, and look at this soup I made. I used my Instapot, and this is what I came up with. So it's kind of fun for me anyway.
Cool. Thank you. I know last year you did a soup challenge, and that was, I really enjoyed that because you had some amazing recipes. I hope you do it again this year. Not that I'm encouraging cold weather again.
No.
Let's just finish cold weather.
Let's just imagine summer is here for the next 2 or 3 years, and then back to fall and winter for a short period of time, and then back to 2 years of summer.
There you go.
So, anybody has a question, by just do a star two on your telephone.
I posted another one from Sandy in the Q&A.
Okay. Yeah, star two on your telephone would be great. So Sandy says, it's challenging to eat all those food colors now due to blood sugar and oxalate situations. Fortunately, I've been fermenting some of them and now can eat. That's great.
Oh, good. Good. That's a great one. And fermentation is really good for the fire system, the gut, the digestive, you know. So that's an excellent way to, you know, get those in and not have all that, the blood sugar. And it is a challenge because a lot of the rainbow, you know, a lot of them do are high glycemic, and if you have those food sensitivities towards sugar, then it can really, you know, impact that. So
yeah, and the thing is about it, there's a lot that don't, there's a lot of colorful stuff there. It's just a matter of finding the ones that work for you in each of the systems. And then the combinations, like Sandy said, fermenting them changes it, or having something in combination with a big green salad or greens can oftentimes change that as well. So don't be afraid to play with those combinations.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And go if you have a farmer's market, or, you know, going there, because you can find, I found recently, and I bought it because I was like, oh, I'm going to grow it. It was blue purple basil. And I was like, oh, yes. My husband laughs at me because he goes, do you just buy things that are just, like, not common? Yes, I do. You know, so
yeah.
Yes, I do. I'm glad you noticed. You know, like, things that are, like, huh, I'll just, yeah. So you can explore, and they have these different things that you can explore. And like you're saying, there's a lot. And then most of the green foods, most of them, you know, you can. But I know the oxalates, but you can – there's some that are lower and stuff like that, and yeah, play, go. That's the flow system, everyone. The flow system is all about play, and I'm always like, play with your food, play with it, have fun with it. This, you know, like, we can get at times very rigid. I know I have got very rigid and stuff, instead of like more in that mode of exploratory, tapping into my intuition and playing. Like, I really love playing.
That's my thing. I go, yeah, the flow system. I maybe have an overdeveloped flow system. I love getting in the kitchen and throwing stuff together or playing with the food. And I always encouraged my kiddos when they were little, play with your food, play with your food. Let's make snowmen out of that. Who can make the prettiest, weirdest thing on their plate?
I love it.
Everybody's saying, okay, so Sandy says, fabulous and interesting presentation. Gila says, great presentation. Cassandra loved all the colors and the real plant foods. Yay, we all did. Sandy does say, I can eat soup year-round. If it's hot, then I eat soup at room temperature. Yeah. To me, eating hot soup in the summer is, because when I eat hot soup, I make my blended, you know, rainbow vegetable, throw them in the blender, blend it up, and eat it creamy in the winter. If I eat that, my body temperature immediately goes up 15 to 20 degrees, and I'm sweating even in the winter. I can't imagine doing that when it's 90 degrees out.
And I was just going to say one thing. Yes, Glenn, thank you about the soup challenge. I probably will. I also do a smoothie one. And it's funny that you say that, Lynn, because I was looking at that stuff this morning. I was like, like, oh, I probably, so yeah, so that might be, but I don't do it in the summer. The soup challenge would be more in the, it's more of a winter one. And the smoothie one, maybe this summer, but yeah, it was fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah. Yeah. Well, keep us posted. So go out and check out her Facebook. It was Zest and Harmony. Just look up Zest and Harmony or look up Cassandra Herbert. You've got her name the way it's spelled in the invitation you got to hear. So thank you so very much, Cassandra. This was awesome. I know everybody got a lot out of it, and I'm thrilled to have you here and to see the work you're doing.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Dr. Rita Marie. And Len, thank you.
All right, everybody. Take care now. I'm going to open up your line so you can all say goodbye. And let me find how to do that. I go here. Bye, everybody. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. Thank you, Cassandra.
You're welcome.
With you all.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.